Hi everybody, this is Adam with RealHomeRecording.com. In this video, I'll be showing you the Hybrid Equalizer plugin from Waves, HEQ for short. I've been playing around with this plugin for the past few days, and I'm really starting to fall in love with it. I don't like to kiss butt when it comes to software. As you know, this channel is dedicated to unbiased reviews of plugins, but I really think this one in particular, if you do not already own some EQ plugins with character, I highly recommend this one because it's so versatile. Basically, we have 7 different EQ filter types, US Vintage, Vintage 1, Vintage 2, Modern, and 2 moderns, US Modern, UK Modern, and Digital 1 and 2. So what that allows you to do, like I said, is different equalizers on real-world consoles were, I wouldn't say emulated, they were more inspired. Wave says that these types are inspired by real-world consoles. And what that allows you to do, what that means to you, is the equalizers in consoles on recordings that you've heard all your life are in this plugin. Now, it's not going to make you a world-famous mixer all of a sudden, but you have that tool at your disposal if you use this plugin. And what I like about it, really, is you can easily get different sounds quickly. And really, it's more than just an equalizer plugin, because as you'll see when I play this audio, it has a spectrum analyzer. And also, when you change the EQ, it shows you in the blue what that EQ is doing in this particular instance. And that comes in handy for those of us who are more visual when we do our mixes. I do recommend just using your ear, but, you know, having that visual reference is pretty cool. You can turn it off if you want, and that also saves a little bit of computer power, but really, I think that'll come in handy for a lot of people. The feature I really like, though, down here, the keyboard, which lets you pick frequencies based on notes, and for musicians out there and for engineers. And this does happen in the course of a song. One little note might stick out. So what you can do is you can quickly find what that note is and automate it. Just for that one brief quarter of a second or whatever, 1/16th of a second, come in and automate this so that it dips right at that note. And you can, like, you know, quickly finding notes. This tool, huge time saver potential, huge. Okay, so I'm going to go through the rest of this plugin relatively quickly. We have undo and redo. I don't think you need to know what that is. We have your AB, so we can change and compare. And then we have meters on the left here. This is the frequency graph, like I was just talking about. And then we can control everything either up here or down here. Let's move stuff around. Whee! All right. And of course, when you click on things, it enables them automatically. So, all right, moving on. We have the output meters. And then down here, we have the analyzer options. And then down here, we have our input and output faders. Very handy. I love that Waves makes these on all their plugins. Plugins that don't have input and output over here. Faders, thumbs down. They come in handy, so you don't have to put a trim before the plugin. Okay, so we have a high pass filter right here. Again, selectable, 7 different types. Let's go down these a little bit. And you can change them just by clicking on the names. Waves really labeled everything really well in this plugin. Obviously nothing's left out. Except in modern has to be, modern and vintage. Like I said, the labels make sense. And the layout of this plugin, it's easier on the eyes. Down here we have a mid-side mode, which is huge. It's a big trend with plugins nowadays. Mid-side basically means for an entire mix, say, you have your vocal and your bass and your snare drum are usually in the center of the mix. And everything else, the guitars, overhead drum mics, are spread out to the left and the right. If you only want to affect the center or the sides, the mid and the sides, you can have that option. Good stuff. Comes in handy. Okay, over here we can choose between a parametric band and a low shelf. Again, we have the seven options. I think one of these you can't... Oh, yeah, you can't change the Q, I believe, of the US vintage. Yeah, that's X'd out. So, well, that kind of stinks, doesn't it? But we do, you know, we have everything else except for the... I guess whatever console EQ that is didn't have a bandwidth control. So, yeah, like I said, you can change anything. They're colored. Every little band is colored so that it's easy to find. And then, you know, we only have parametric bands here, but then we have high filter, again, parametric or shelving. And then we have a low pass filter right here on the end. And then down here, I think is a really cool feature because Waves got a lot of negative attention for their older SSL and API plugins because you would put analog on and it would just make this hiss noise. And you're like, why does the API plugin sound just like the SSL? Why, you know, those consoles shouldn't have the same analog hiss noise level or sound. So Waves actually, I don't know how authentic they are, but it sounds like noise from a real mixer. It's nasty, and I'm about to boost this up so you can hear it. And, all right, I'm going to turn the THD down, total harmonic distortion. All right, here we go. Got to boost this up a good amount so you can hear it. And, yeah, there we go. Ooh. Why is that only on the left channel? That's kind of interesting. All right, well, I don't think that was happening before. All right, I'm gonna mute this for now. And then I'm gonna put this back to UK. Oh, it popped anyway. I was trying to avoid that. Oh, you know what? It might have something to do with it. You disable all these. All right. Well, we're only having a left channel. I don't know why. Why is that? Why is the left channel only being boosted? Something's not right here. Hold on. Something is weird. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not sure why there is a pan imbalance, but there it is. Anyway, yeah, you get all your noise levels. They're different types of sounds. So, like I said, whether they're authentic or not, it doesn't matter. But it has that if you want it. Personally, with modern day mixing, I think that you should not have a lot of noise in your mix. As a matter of fact, most people do noise reduction on their mixes so that's less of an issue. If they have, you know, cheaper equipment, you have to noise reduce. So yeah, that's the ways. Oh, what I was disappointed in. Number one, no linear phase mode. So although this is a very versatile tool, it doesn't have linear phase. Also the CPU usage, and I'm on a Intel Q6600 quad core. And down here you can see that it's using 2% of my CPU, which is pretty high for a equalizer plugin. It, like I said, if you disable the spectrum analyzer, it does bring it down a tiny bit. And when you close it out, I believe it also brings down the CPU usage. I think my mouse is going up. My battery might be dying in my mouse, but let's see. Performance monitor, where are you? There you go. All right, so yeah. It's a little bit less. It's like, you know, 0.3% less than it was when I had the window open. Right. No, not even. Oh, I think it was showing less on the other window. But anyway, I like this plugin. Like I said, I do have a few other things I didn't like. The fact that Waves still is not putting out 64-bit plugins is just, I don't know why they're not. They really got to get 64-bit architecture in their plugins real soon. And, you know, that'll allow us to not really have to worry about CPU usage as much for people on 64-bit operating systems. It is the future, so Waves needs to get with it. I mean, they are a top-of-the-line plugin manufacturer, and I'm sure they're working on it, but come on, guys. And another thing that some people were saying on forums was there's no blend option, but if you're a Reaper user, here it is. So every plugin in Reaper has a dry and wet knob. But for people who don't have that, that is not in the Waves plugin. A few other things that I noted. Like I said, the GUI, the GUI, the interface, nice and easy on the eyes. There's so much control in this plugin. I'll show you it again. Sorry about that. Everything is labeled well. It's just... For a $99 plugin, and that price may change in the future, but for right now, it's $99. It's a steal. It's a bargain if you don't already have equalizer plugins. Like I said, I only have clean plugins. I think I have one or two plugins, and one doesn't support higher frequencies at the moment, or higher sampling rates. So I really only have about one or two character EQ plugins, as they say. And I may end up buying this after my trial's over. So with the release of this plugin, it begs the question, what exactly are the console EQs that they're emulating? And Waves hasn't said anything yet. So I think somebody was saying this might be a pool tech, and anybody's guess at the other ones. I mean, who cares? You're supposed to use your ears anyway, right? Just use the darn plugin and try to get a good sound. And like I said, to me, just the ability to use this note to find a frequency with notes is awesome. I mean, if you're a musician, this is just going to come in handy so much. It's not funny. So, check out the other videos I'm going to put up showing this plugin on different instruments, and, leave your comments below. Thanks again for listening. This is Adam with realhomerecording.com. And as always, a high resolution audio file from this video will be put up for this particular one. I don't think I'm going to put one up because it's a shaker. I didn't really do anything. But if you want it, I might put it up. Comment below if you want it. Or just send me an email at adam@realhomerecording.com. See you next time.